What? Years ago, they didn't have no praise and worship teams. And they saw miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. And we're going to see some of that today. Amen. If you've come with pain in your body, you're going to leave today healed. Amen. If you've come discouraged today, which simply means you've displaced your courage, you're going to leave encouraged today. And there's one thing about trusting and believing God. He already knows everything that happens before it already happens. That's why we can get excited that it's already all worked out anyway. Pastor's in the hospital catching a healing. Amen. And Kim is at home catching a healing. Amen. So we're going to put some lyrics up on the board this morning. We're going to worship the Lord. But first of all, we're going to stand and we're going to welcome the Holy Spirit in the house today, because that's what it's all about. We're here to worship God. This is a training kingdom center. You know, forever we think we've got to get the sinners to church and get them saved. We've got to get the sinners to church and get them saved. Why not get them saved out there? That's your mission field. The church is not your mission field. Amen. You get them saved out there, bring them in here, and let us teach them and train them the word of God. And they go out and get more people saved. That's what it's all about. You know, we've had the wrong idea of what church is all about. Amen. We've become selfish. We've become selfish Christians. And, you know, we come in and just want. When God says, listen, come in here and get trained. Grow in spiritual maturity. Amen. And then go out there and get people saved and bring them into here. We've come in here to be trained and to learn and to worship God, to be encouraged. Amen. And to be strengthened with fellowship with one another and in fellowship with the Holy Spirit. So we're going to pray for pastors in the day and pray for Kim and pray for all those that are out today with whatever's going on in their lives. God knows. Martha's continuing her classes on this Wednesday night, and it's live streaming in case you can't make it or you want to listen to it later. It'll be online. So you can go on there and listen to that. Amen. The word tells us in Proverbs, my son, my daughters, my children, don't forget my word, but let your heart keep my word. For length of days and long life, peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, not the ones you pick and choose, all your ways, acknowledge him. When you are acknowledging something, what are you doing? You are recognizing it. You are paying attention to it. So it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. You are listening to him. You are following his commands. Amen. You're putting the word in your heart. You're acknowledging him. You're recognizing him as the king that's in your heart, on your heart. Amen. What happens when you do that? He shall direct your paths. If you're confused about the direction you're going, start doing Proverbs 3. Acknowledging him in all your ways, and the word says, and your paths will be directed. Amen. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. What will happen when you do that? It'll be health to your flesh, and it'll be strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. So then what will happen when you do that? Barns will be filled. Your barns will be filled with plenty. It will overflow with new wine. And I just heard the Holy Ghost say the camels are coming. Amen. Woo! The camels are coming, and they're coming loaded with the blessings of God, because God is in the blessing. He is in the more than enough blessings. Amen. The promises of God always come with a condition. They just don't fall into your lap, even though we expect the unexpected sometimes. But he said, believe, trust me, do this, and then watch what I'll do. You know, there's three or four things right there. He says, do this, and this will happen. Amen. Amen. You know, we become lazy Christians sometimes too. Yes. We want to come to the table and for somebody just to continually feed us without doing the conditions that go along with the message sometimes. Yes. Amen. Yes. Amen. The preacher's in the house today. Yes. those of you that attended Phyllis's birthday party or know about her birthday party, there's a card being up here like for a few weeks. And she just wanted me to share this with all the family today. Through the warmth and kindness of special people like you, thank you and God bless. And she says, I have the most awesome God, awesome church, and most awesome family. I'm truly blessed. Thank everyone for sharing my birthday. I love you all. And we love you, Phyllis, and all that you do. Amen. I was praying on the way to church this morning, and I had never heard the words before Sunday Funday until Jennifer's daughter, Kenny's niece, Heather, mentioned it. She said, we're having a family Funday Sunday. I never heard that before. I had thought about it for a while, and I was on the way to church this morning. I was praying, and I heard the Holy Ghost said, today's going to be a Sunday Funday.
Amen.
Amen. Today is going to be a Sunday Funday for the family of God. Amen. Hallelujah. You should be excited that Sunday is coming. Amen, because it gives you an opportunity to break away from the week and everything that's happening. You get your mind on what's happening next week. So you should be excited. You should skip into the house of the Lord on Sunday mornings. And begin to say, today is a Sunday Funday with the Holy Ghost. And with my brothers and sisters in the Lord, I have come to hear a word from the Lord. I have come to bless somebody with a word. Amen. So I heard the word Sunday Funday, and I thought, wow, yes, it is Holy Ghost. And we should look at every Sunday as Funday Sunday. Excited about it coming to church. Exciting and expected that great things are going to happen. The word tells us in Philippians 4, be cheerful with joyous celebration. The passage translation. In every season of life, let joy overflow, for you are united with the Anointed One. And the other translation, I don't remember what it was, says, rejoice in the Lord always. And one says, you know, Paul says, again, I say rejoice. So he said, just in case you didn't hear it from me the first time, saying rejoice in the Lord, he said, I'm going to tell you again, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Delight. Always delight. Gladden yourselves in Him. Again, I say rejoice. I think that's fun.
Yeah.
You know, we as Christians get too uptight sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's because we don't trust God.
Yeah.
Amen? We're weary.
Yeah.
And we don't trust God. And sometimes our prayers are weary prayers and not faith prayers. And again, we need to sometimes step out of that intercession and that prayer and begin to do praise prayer. Amen. Because you, when you go into prayer, you just believe that it's already happened. You're just going in reminding yourself and reminding God of His word. And says, God, your word says this. So therefore, I'm stepping out of that. And how many times you pray for something? I think I said it last Sunday. You pray until you get a knowing in your spirit that it's done. And if you don't have that knowing that you know, you keep on praying. You keep on praying. You keep on confessing. You keep on believing. And then you'll know when you know that it's done. Amen. You'll know that you know when it's done. And that's when you step out of prayer. That's when you throw the hanky away. Hallelujah. And that's when you begin to put on your dancing shoes. Because you know that breakthrough's about here. Amen. And I declare that over you today. You know that breakthrough is about here. Hallelujah. Whatever you are believing God for this morning. Hallelujah. Breakthrough is here. Woo! Breakthrough is here. Turn to your neighbor. Give them a high five and say, your breakthrough for whatever you are believing for is here. Your children are coming back to the house of God. Your grandchildren are coming back to the house of God. Your bank account is no longer going to be in red, but you're going to have enough to not only for your blessings, but everybody around you to be blessed. Amen. And my goodness, I even hear the Holy Spirit says that your feet are blessed. Amen. Your feet are blessed. Your hands are blessed. You are so blessed, you're not going to be able to contain what God is doing through you and in you. For this is the season that I'm calling forth my worshipers to worship me in spirit and truth. And when you begin to see yourself as I see you, says the Lord, you will not be able to contain yourself for praising me. Woo! Because that which on the inside of you is going to be an overflow. An overflow, not just in your homes, but wherever you go. And I hear the Holy Ghost saying, even in your daily duties, even as you go about, there is an overflow coming into you, into your household, says the Lord. And when the overflow begins to overflow, it's going to be contagious. It's going to be contagious. You are going to speak a word and it's going to happen. And I hear God said, begin to speak, because the tarrying over things, the length of that time has been shortened. For I'm redeeming the time for my people. Woo! I'm redeeming the time for my people. Quit believing the lie of the enemy that says it can't happen for you. It can. It will. Do you believe that it will happen for you? Because God is no respecter of persons. And he's just looking for somebody to believe. I don't know about you, but I believe today. I believe that Pastor will be home, healed and whole in the name of Jesus. And we send that to you today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, we just lift our hands right now. We welcome you into this place, Holy Spirit. It's all about you, that you would fill this place with your glory today. Lord, that our eyes will be open to see and our ears will be open to hear the sound that's coming from heaven, the joyful sound of a people rejoicing and worshiping you. And I see darkness moving aside as you begin to rejoice and as you begin to praise God this morning and come into that time of worship in his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. In his presence, there's healing. When the presence of God enters the room, nothing is impossible. And the presence of the Lord is here right now. Reach out and touch just the hem of his garment today. For he has great things for you. And everybody said amen and amen. Welcome in this today.
I Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the victory.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never. Worship your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, your holy name. You're rich in love and you're slow to anger. Your name is great and your heart is kind. For all your goodness I will keep on saying. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy. Worship your holy name. worship your holy name. Worship your holy
which Ty says only pay for what you need.
Sale of the year on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. You can adjust your comfort on both.
Okay, I'm on. I thought Glenn was back there jumping up and down and praising the Lord. I was getting ready to run. Oh, but the Holy Ghost done got on Brother Glenn. Amen. That day's coming. Hallelujah.